ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ दट् ब्रह्मन् इज़् इन्फिनिट् and this universe is also infinite. The infinite proceeds from the infinite. Taking the infinitude of the infinite universe, it remains as the infinite Brahman alone. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are now in the fourth section of the first chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In our last class, we have discussed about the creation and its cause. This is the most important section in the whole of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Here only we get, in this fourth section only, we get this greatest Mahavakyam, Aham Brahmasmi. Why do we say greatest Mahavakyam? Are not all the Mahavakyams the same? True. But then only two Mahavakyams are more popular than the other two. Ayam Atma Brahma, Prajnanam Brahma, even though considered as Mahavakyas, are not that popular. But Tattvamasi, and even more popular than Tattvamasi, is Aham Brahmasmi. And especially Sri Ramakrishna and all of us, we belong to this Krishna Yajurveda Shakha, and our Guru Totapuri was the Guru of Advaitic Guru of Sri Ramakrishna, and he belonged to the Sringeri Matha. Sringeri Matha uses only this Aham Brahmasmi. So it is a very special Mahavakya for all of us. And that Mahavakya comes in this fourth section, and then we discussed about the creation. Upanishad is talking about creation. The importance is not creation. Importance is to be able to say that Aham Brahmasmi. That is the final goal. But first we have to be awake. Each soul is potentially divine. And therefore, the goal of life is to manifest slowly, gradually, but definitely. And for that, Srishti helps us greatly. How does it help us? So what happens when the creation comes? That is beautifully discussed here. The moment Brahman started creating as if, remember, from the Advaitic point of view, there is no creation. And we also have to remember, there is an actual creation that is called Parinamavada. And there is only seeming, apparent. We are thinking there is creation. We are thinking, I am a human being. I have a body. I have a mind. But that's not the truth. That theory belongs to the Advaitavada. And that is called Vivartavada. A famous example, if you remember, that an innocent rope appears to be a ferocious, dangerous snake, but not so. So, that is being discussed. In our last class, we did discuss that as soon as Brahman and creation, according to this theory, is only just a thought, just as we dream, our entire creation of the dream world is nothing but our imagination, which is nothing but our thoughts. So, first, Brahman had become Saguna Brahman. And as soon as he became what? He found himself. I am. Aham. Asmi. I am. That is why we discussed it in our last class. So, if you have to ask anybody, who are you? The very first thing, I am. After that, I am an Indian, I am a Hindu, I am man, I am married, I am a monk, etc. First, I am. The second point, he felt, he looked around. Who? Saguna Brahma. Looked around. And there was nobody. And then fear came. Why did the fear come? I am alone. Then, next, he realized immediately. But there is no source of fear because there is no second thing. That is why the famous idea, dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati, and this is confirmed later on by Yajnivalkya when he was teaching Janaka Maharaja. Abhayam vai praptosi Janaka. O Janaka, you have attained fearlessness. Another way of saying is that you are Brahman. Brahman is everything. There is nothing besides Brahman. And you are that Brahman. And you realized that Brahman. I am Brahman. Aham Brahma Asmi. And therefore, there is no question of fear, etc. So this is the first I am. Then there is a fear. Then he looked around and said, there is nobody else accepting me, and therefore, there is no danger for me. And then he became completely fearless. This is, remember, this is what happens. We are all frightened, all the time frightened. At every second, millisecond, we are frightened. Oh, I have to become old. There may be an accident. I may die. I may have a disease. I am afraid of everything, and every fright, every fear is based upon two things, yoga and kshema. I may not get what I would like to, and I may lose what I have. But when a person realizes, there is nobody to take me away from, and there is nothing which is separate from me, which I have to attain, obtain, make it my own. Everything is me only. Gradually, the Upanishad is leading us to that highest truth. And then, first, Virat. Virat means the universal. Universal means Saguna Brahma. Felt fear because he was alone. Then he realized, since there is nothing else but myself, what am I afraid of? Fear only affects a person when we think there is a second something. It may be even non-living also. So I am walking on a mountain. So suddenly a stone might fall. There may be an avalanche. Or I may slip and fall down. Or a stone blown by the wind can come and hit me. I am walking in the forest. A fearful animal can come and kill me. Actually, there is no need either to walk on a mountain or a forest. Even when I am walking, every second that we are walking or we are driving anywhere, anybody, anything can do anything to any one of us at any time. That is why Sri Ramakrishna advised us always to discriminate. Everything in this world is impermanent, excepting God. That is a commandment. That is one of the five commandments. Always discriminate. Anything can happen to anybody at any time, at any place, in any way. So that fear, we are suppressing, we are trying not to think about it, but it is consuming us from the very birth. The very first cry of a baby is nothing but, oh, I may die because I am born. I will surely die. It is not merely for food. It is for the very existence. That is why we saw in the Taittiriya Upanishad, may I never encounter death, and may I know I am deathless, and may I always be happy because I am Purnaha. There is nothing that I do not have. I am the infinite. Purnam means infinite, and from infinite, whatever we imagine to come out is nothing but infinite only. So that is the idea. These are the ideas. Then the Upanishad says, that God created the hidden self. Upanishad says, the self entered everything that is created, all bodies, up to the very tips of the nails. And the Upanishad gives a beautiful example. And when we study language, we have to understand through this language, if something is mentioned by name, that means that object was existing at that time. So the example given here is, the self is like a razor in a case, or like a sword in a scabbard. That means it is there. This idea of a razor, we find even in Katha Upanishad also. Uttishtata jagrata prapya varan nibodhata. Then it is like walking on a sharp razor. Every second I might be cut into pieces. Kshurasya dhara nishita duratyaya durgam pathastat kavayo vadanti. That means razors were there. That means cases of razors were there, swords were there, scabbards were there. So, those words they were using it. So, the Upanishad says, where is the self? It entered all bodies up to the very tips of the sails. And with this, Shankaracharya gives a beautiful commentary. It is called Pravesha Shruti. Tat Srishtva Tadeva Anupravishat. Having created this entire world, Bhagwan himself had entered into it. We will come to that. I am only giving a hint what important points are there in this fourth section. So, if we see God only as a deity to be worshipped externally, that means we see him as different, we see him as great, we see him as an object of fear, and he is big, I am small, he is very powerful, he can do whatever he likes, whereas I am a helpless creature. So long, we quake with fear. And we have seen, Brahman exists because he is both the cause of fear as well as fearlessness. So long as a man thinks, I am not Brahman, but Brahman is different, Brahman becomes a cause of fear. But so long as a man realizes, there is nothing else excepting me and I am everything, that is the meaning of Aham Brahmasmi, such a person becomes absolutely fearless. But at this moment, we think we are having fear and so we require protection. And so we go on worshipping different gods and goddesses. Sankatakale Venkataramana. So, Tirupati Venkatramana, Govinda, Govinda, Shiva, Tasmahat, Tvameva Sharanam, Mama Dina Bandho. It could be Divine Mother, it could be Divine Father, but we are quaking with fear. So the Upanishad tells, if anyone sees God only as a deity to be worshipped externally, that means cherishing the idea God is gods here, not Brahman, but the ruling, presiding deities. They are different from me. Earlier they used to call them Akasha Devata, Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, Jala Devata, Prithvi Devata, and or it could be Indra, Varuna, Ashwini Kumaras, etc. Or nowadays we say Shiva, Vishnu, Ganesha, the very name Ganesha. He is called Vignesha, Vigna, one who can not only destroy all the obstacles, one who can also create if he is not pleased with somebody. So these are beautiful ideas we have to understand. The Upanishad is telling we are like animals. Why? What does an animal do? If anyone has a cow, it just gives us milk, it gives us offspring, so we can go on getting more milk or cultivate our lands. Same thing applies to buffalo, same thing to horses, same thing to donkeys, camels, any imaginable, even dogs. Because
what is called dogs as the guarding dogs, as watchmen. So all these, we become slaves. We become like animals. So how do we become animals? Just as animals serve us. So we go on worshipping and we feed, we offer food, etc. to gods. So that is how they are fed. And so they don't want to lose us. That means if any one of us are attempting to become godlike, to become spiritual, it is said they create obstructions so that they may not lose us, so that we go on eternally serving them for a long time to come. All these things are the due to what? That I am different, everything else is different, gods are also different, I am an individual, and Brahman is great, more powerful, all these ideas. But the moment anyone realizes, I am the all, fear, limitation will vanish. So yesterday we were dealing, this is only an introduction, but the first very mantra, Atma eva idam agre asit Purusha vidaha. This is also known as Purusha vidha Brahmana. The section dealing with Purusha. In the beginning, means before creation, there was only the self. I'm just recollecting the ideas we already discussed. So anuvikshya na anyat atmanaha apashyat. Looking around, he saw nothing other than himself. Then what did he say? Oh, I am I, he first uttered. Therefore, even today, if you talk to anybody, first he starts, I am talking to you. I am, that is universal introduction. After that, I am an American, I am a Hindu, I am a man, I am an officer, doctor, etc. Something is added. Therefore, even now, when addressed or invited, one first utters, I am, and only then speaks everything else, other name. What is the other name? I am a man. So if you have to speak with a mosquito, it will say, I am a mosquito, in its own language. It is telling us all the time. How do we know? Because the moment I lift my hand, is telling, I am a very small insect. I am a mosquito. Don't kill me. I want to survive. I have no other goal in life. I can only survive by drinking the blood of animals, and you are just food for me. So do not harm me. That is indicated by its music. It says, now you go to sleep. Don't take notice of me, or I want to bite. So we become food. And then he gets the name Purusha. And here the Upanishad derives this some meaning. So one meaning we have seen earlier, that he who is available within, in the innermost cave of the heart of everyone, Puri Shete, he who is shining, and because of whom we are able to function. That is one meaning of the word Purusha. Or Puranat Purushaha, he who pervades everything. That means there is nothing else excepting him, Atman. That is another meaning of Purusha. But here, from the human point of view, who is this Saguna Brahma or Hiranyagarbha? Previously he was a human being, and he gradually became purified by performing many yagnas and yagas, and so he destroyed all his sins. That means he became pure, and when he became sufficiently pure, he was the first person to become pure. So he claimed the Olympic medal, I am Brahma. So that is why indeed, he who burns up anyone who wishes to rival him, thus knows he who knows this. So we can also become Brahma. That's one meaning given. So that is what also we have seen. The next idea we have seen in the second mantra. So, abhibhet tasmat ekaki vibheti. So, this Prajapati or Saguna Brahma looked around, and then he did not see anything else excepting him, and then he felt fear because I am alone. Even today, all of us suffer from this loneliness. In fact, the goal of life looks as if it is only to overcome this fear. We are trying to do some work, including marrying, divorcing, everything to run away from feeling that uncomfortable emotion that I am lonely. Then what happened? He looked around and he did not say anything. Since there is nothing other than me, why should I fear? Tata eva se bhayam viyaya. Thereupon, I am alone, but nothing to fear because there is nothing excepting me. That means I am everything. So since that time, the Saguna Brahma thought, kasmadhi veshyat vitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. From whom should I fear? Fear verily arises only from a second. And so the Upanishad indirectly is telling, anybody who enters the samsara, he has to pay the price. Sorrow of samsara is fear. That is one of the first limitation of Saguna Brahma, means all of us. What is the second thing? Aratihi. Rati means intense joy. But this Brahma, he did not feel any. In modern mythological literature, he is called Brahma. Earlier, he is called Saguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma has other names. Brahma, he only became Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. They are not three persons, but three functions of Saguna Brahma. As the creator, he is called Brahma. As the maintainer, he is called Vishnu. And as the absorber, reabsorber, recycler, he is called Shiva. So then this, he said, I am, but I am not happy. That is samsara. What is the problem with samsara? I am not happy. You ask even the richest person, are you happy? No, I am not happy. Why? Because I have a body, I become old, I would never have wished to become old, so I cannot help, and one day I will have to die. That's why it is said in USA, many billionaires, they are creating special cells of themselves, hoping against hope that after 50 or 500 years, science will discover a way of rejuvenating. And so until that time, the most important DNA chromosomes of me have to be kept there. But how much profound ignorance is involved there? Yes, they may recreate you, but are you a very happy person now? At least, are you a happy person? At least, is your happiness continuous happiness or is it broken? And if they ask the answer, so same thing will happen. Even if you are recreated next second or after 1,000 years, you cannot escape this fear. Why? Because samsara means I am small, everything is big, and everything is a danger for me. That is called dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. So, with this word aratihi, that is, I am lonely, I am alone, I am not happy, I want a companion. That means, I want to create this whole universe. So, the Upanishad is telling us, Hiranyagarbha was troubled by loneliness. That's why even today, even an old person of 70, 80, 90, so they think they can overcome loneliness by getting some companion, not understanding in their profound ignorance that loneliness is a condition of the mind. And so long as we are in the two states of waking and dream, we can never solve that problem. But how do we solve the problem? Go beyond the mind. And that process is called yoga. Yogaha chitta vritti nirodaha. And we must remain permanently there. So that is why even today we all feel loneliness. And the third mantra in this fourth section, it is telling us, Navai न एव रेमे तस्मात् एकाकी न रमते. सो इज ब्रह्मा डिड नॉट फाइंड डिलाइट. सगुण ब्रह्मा डिड नॉट फाइंड डिलाइट. Why? Because I am alone. That's what he felt. Therefore, a solitary person doesn't find delight. So naturally, a grown-up youth feels, I am lonely. I am not happy with myself. Excepting a would-be sannyasi or a person who is a real sannyasi, they don't feel. Because I am always in God, with God, which Kabir Das so beautifully expressed, Moko kaha dunde re, mai to tere paas me hu. When a person realizes that what I am searching is my own self, like that musk deer, which is searching for that intoxicating fragrance as if it is coming from somewhere, not realizing it is coming from its own self. So the solution is, we have to become ourselves, or we have to understand, we have to know, there is nothing other than me. So this Saguna Brahma, na saha vai na eva reme, he was not at all happy. He did not enjoy being alone. And even today, tasmat ekake na ramate. What did the Saguna Brahma do? Sa dvitiyam aichat. So he desired, let me have a companion. Dvitiya means a second. And let us remember, dvitiya dvai bhayam bhavati. Let me have a companion. Let me have a wife. Let me have a husband. Let us have children. All these fall under the second. And dvitiya dvai bhayam bhavati. Why? Because we are alone. Even a married person is alone. He has to eat alone. He has to sleep alone. He has to worry alone. If he has some health problem, he has to take medicine himself. Nobody can do anything for him, excepting perhaps supplying food, supplying medication, etc. But actual experience, nobody can dream for me. Nobody can sleep for me. Nobody can do anything for me. Only I have to do it, everything. But such is the ignorance, thinking that if I have a companion, my problems will be solved. But here the Upanishad wants to say that this is how Srishti comes. What is Srishti? Creation. What is creation? One becoming many, that is called creation. One becoming many is called creation. So, Saguna Brahma did not find delight. Therefore, a solitary person even today, that means we are all Saguna Brahmas only, do not find delight. Svadvitiyam aichat. So, he desired a companion, a second. He thought he would solve the problem. Then, not only one. So, first a partner, then children, then friends, then of the people of same religion, same country, same language, same beliefs, same political party, same everywhere. But if everybody belongs to one political party, the time will not pass. So there must be rival political parties. And they must quarrel, they must create wars, then they must pretend. So all these things will happen gradually. What do? They increase only fear. Fear means unhappiness. That is not the way, but this is how creation has come. Here in this particular fourth section, third mantra, says how the creation has started. So this Saguna Brahma, he looked around. There is nobody else, but I want a companion. So let me create a companion, because I am the creator. So what did he do? Saha etau na yathasri pumanasau samparishvaktau. He became as large as a man and woman in close embrace. That means what did he do? Sa imam eva atmanam dvedha apatayat. So he saw I am alone. So what did he do? He split himself into two parts. So the Upanishad gives a telling example. You take any nut, for example, peanut. And if you open the peanut, there are two parts combined together. And both of them together is called seed. Why are they both called seed? Because if there is man, there cannot be children. If there is only woman, there cannot be children. Both must join together. They must become united. Both become seeds for the future generation. So, since there is nobody, and he became two, and one part of himself he called, I am the male, the other part he called, you are the female, as if every person is it. Does it look like fancy imagination? No, that is what we are doing in our dream every day, day after day. So I create myself as infinite number of things, living and non-living, and live in that creation of my own, which later on, upon waking up, we call it our dream world, swapna, swapna jagat, dream world. And that is what Brahma also has done. So, tataha patischa patnicha abhavatam. From that, a husband and a wife arose. That means they are mutually dependent. Husband is no husband if there is no wife. Wife is no wife if there is no husband. Male is no male when there is no female. Female is no female when there is no male. This is called duality. So, then the Upanishad gives beautiful this one. So that therefore, this female self is said to be empty as a half-split grain. That is what Yajnavalkya states later on. Therefore, this space in a woman is indeed filled by the man, indicating man and woman have to come together for further creation. So they united together as husband and wife. Tam samabhavat tato manushyaha ajayante. So first, as if first creation is human beings, so the human male, human female joined together, and husband joined with wife, and from there, human, all human beings are born. This is one version of creation. Don't go on comparing, because different Upanishads give us different models of creation. If you look at the Taittiriya Upanishad, Atmana Akasha Sambhutaha, space was born, and space manifested as Vayu, air, air manifested as fire, fire manifested as water, water manifested as earth, and earth manifested herself in the form of everything that we experience in this creation. And then so, Hiranyagarbha, the next idea Upanishad is telling, Hiranyagarbha has not only created the world, but he himself became the world itself. This is a marvelous idea, especially to be found in Hindu religions, especially in the Advaita Vedanta. Why do we say so? Because you take Christianity, the God, the Creator, is totally separate. If you take Islam, accepting what we call the mystical side of Islam, which totally is with one idea, with Advaitic view, Analahak, I am Allah, I am Brahman, I am the creator. But from the orthodox point of view, they say that even you cannot call yourself a child, you are a slave. Allah can do whatever he likes with you, he can even kill you. So that is how the interpretation goes, which causes so much a problem. So some are superior, some are inferior, male is superior, female is inferior. All these ideas, even today, you open your eyes, you will see all these things. So, Hiranyagarbha, now he became all human beings. This is one version, as I said. Our problem is, we should not focus upon creation. Our problem is to tell everything in this creation is nothing but Brahman. That is the idea the Upanishad wants us to drive. Finally, we will have that experience when slowly we become purer, we become rich. Saguna Brahma, identify ourselves with Saguna Brahma through Upasana. Upasana means feeling that I am the chosen deity I have been so long meditating upon. I am Saguna Brahma. There afterwards, I am Nirguna Brahma. This is only linguistic expression, that's all. So Hiranyagarbha, he understood not that I am separate and I created, like a mother gives birth to a baby, like a potter creates a pot. Creator of the pot, potter, he ever remains separate from the pot. Pot ever remains separate. That is why two important technical points have been given, that creation or the origin of creation can be from two viewpoints. The intelligent creation, intelligent intelligence, which is the cause of creation, that is called Nimitta Karana, and the what is called material cause. So Brahman must be both the material cause as well as the intelligent cause. And there is no difference, because he himself is the intelligence. He himself, like ourselves, becoming everything in our dream world. So he became the cause. Like clay is the material cause, which is manifesting at different forms. That idea, what is a pot? Nothing but nama, rupa and karma. That idea is going to come in this very fourth section. Everything in this universe is nothing but a form, a name and a utility. That is what we say in other ways, that mind is time, space and causation. Only here, nama, rupa and karma. Karma means utility. So Hiranyagarbha himself had become, and because he was Hiranyagarbha, Hiranya means gold. Gold means purified understanding. Purified understanding is right knowledge. He had the right knowledge. I did not create the world. I am the world. That is the idea. So he realized it so later on. First he says, I am Brahma. And then he says, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is nothing but Brahman only. So anyone, the Upanishad goes on telling, whoever worships Hiranyagarbha and becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, and when he becomes Hiranyagarbha, he knows I am Hiranyagarbha. And like Hiranyagarbha, he knows that I am the whole creation. There is nothing other than me. Aham Brahmasmi. Sarvam Kalvidam Aham Eva. I alone is everything. Now, simply creating human beings will not do. So, then creation had taken place in four divisions. First creation is human creation. Second is animal creation. Third is divine creation. That means gods, goddesses. And then they have to be sustained. Human beings require food. Animals require food. Animals means animals, plants, birds, insects, anything other than human. And gods also require food, and we are the suppliers of food by adoration, by puja, etc. So we, all these three have to be sustained, and what sustains us is called food. So that is why in Bhrigavalli we are going to see Annam Brahmeti Vyajanat. So creation, first as human beings, then non-human beings, then somebody to bring about loss, and enforcers of law, somebody who can maintain this creation so that chaos and destruction may not happen. They are called presiding deities. They are called Adhidaivikas. Another way of saying Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika, Adhidaivika. Individualism, then the whole external creation, and the presiding deities who have to maintain this process of creation and maintenance and reabsorbing continuously every millisecond. So this creation is not a one-off aspect. It is going on every millisecond. Every creation is going on continuously, unstoppably. So here we should not put more attention only on creation. It is to tell what is the creation. It is Hiranyagarbha himself transformed into all these things. So if I come to know about it, I know I am Hiranyagarbha. So this is the glory of Hiranyagarbha. Everything is nothing but Hiranyagarbha. So this is the essence of until the third mantra in this fourth section. Then details of creation comes. As I said, I am not going into that. It doesn't really interest us. But what I want to say, some beautiful description is giving how the other creatures have been created. So Brahma, the creator, created a female version from himself. Then he became united and both of them have produced human beings. Then a peculiar thought has come to the wife of Hiranyagarbha or Mother Saraswati. There is a Puranic story also. Mother Saraswati, she was the wife of Brahma. Who created her? Brahma. And one who creates is called the father. And then father married the daughter. So Shiva, for some peculiar reason, cursed him. You are violating moral laws and by marrying your own daughter. And so it is incest. And therefore, you will not be worshipped in this world, etc. The point is not that story. The point is that this, how the creation has come. So the wife here, that is the female Brahma. Brahmani, Brahma, Brahmani, Shiva, Shivani, Narayana, Narayani. So this Brahmani, what did she think in this Upanishad? That Atmanah eva janayitva sambhavati, that he created me. And Hanta tirovasaviti, I am overcome with shame. So what did she do? She became a cow. Immediately, the father or Brahma became the bull. So all the species called cows were born. Then she became a female horse. He became a male horse. And then he became a bull. And she became this one. She became a she goat. He became the he goat. And this is one way of saying that this is how even she became the female mosquito and he became the male mosquito. So everything, kincha midunam apipilikaphyaha tat sarvam ashrujata. So the sum and substance of it is that both of them created, generating every single species in the universe down to the very ends. That means we have to understand the whole creation is nothing but manifestation of creator, and he himself has become this one. And then in the fifth mantra of this fourth section is a very marvelous mantra. So Aveda, then that Brahma realized, that Hiranyagarbha realized, Aham Vava Srishti Asmi, Aham Hi Idam Sarvam Asrukshi Iti. After this vast projection of creation called life, the Purusha, Hiranyagarbha, realized, I indeed am the creation, for I projected all this. And then the fifth continues, Tata Srishtira Bhavat, Srishtiyahi, Asya Yathasyam Bhavati, Ya Evam Veda. He who knows this as such means what? That I am the creator. In fact, the whole creation is nothing but me. He becomes a creator in this very creation of Virat. That is the beautiful description of creation in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad until 1, 4, 6, 6 mantras. So, few key points. He became the creation. He found himself alone. Then he said, what is my name? Aham, I am. Then he found himself alone. I am alone. Therefore, I am frightened. Then he looked around and found out there is nothing besides me, and therefore his fear vanished. Therefore, when there is a second, fear will come. Then he felt lonely. So I should not become lonely. I want a companion. So he got married, as it were, and married Brahma, Brahmachari Brahma, became married Brahma, and then from them, so they took various forms, every species, and both living and non-living, everything has become. This is how Srishti has come. What is the important takeaway from today's discussion is that I am everything. There is nothing besides me. And when one realizes this, then all selfishness will vanish. I become true Hiranyagarbha, true Saguna Brahma, and then immediately after I will realize me, the Saguna Brahma, is none other than Brahman Aham, Brahma Asmi. We will talk about it in our next class. Om Janarim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.